Hey, everybody, welcome back to this week's show. Remember, follow me on Instagram at TheJesusShowNTO. You can find me on Facebook. Type in The Jesus Show, not that one. For the time being, you can find me on TikTok at The Jesus Show, not that one. You can find me on YouTube. Type in The Jesus Show, not that one, and email me your questions, comments, and concerns. TheJesusShowNTO@gmail.com. All right. This week, I was going to do something different, and then I decided not to because I wanted to have a very special guest on this week's show. And the guest is, that's right, my brother, Dude with a Crew. I don't know if you guys listened to the past couple episodes. I've been telling you guys to go listen, well, go watch and follow his YouTube page. The goal was for him to get 1,000 subscribers. Granted, he wants to continue to grow his YouTube page. So it wasn't that he was just trying to get to 1,000 followers and then he's done. No, no. But a major milestone was that he was trying to get to 1,000. He's going to be doing something soon. I don't think he's revealed what he's going to be doing, but he wanted to do something to celebrate the 1,000 subscribers. And he passed that. So huge congratulations to my brother. It's insane. It's pretty dope. And now he has something planned. Again, I'm being very vague because I don't know exactly what he's disclosed. But I wanted to have him on and just talk to him about how he feels, how he did it, and just give him some props, because I definitely, I'm very proud of my brother. It's cool to see when he first started doing his YouTube, when he started his YouTube channel, and going from, you know, nobody to one person to 10 to 20 to 100, you know, to 500. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy. And then, you know, it just kept going and it keeps going. It's really cool to see my brother doing doing something. And I've told him, which I'm going to tell him when I bring him on. I've told him before that his videos have always made me feel as if I'm there with him. You know, if I'm at home on a layover, if I'm on a walk with the boys, sometimes I just turn on a video and I normally say like, oh, I'll watch maybe like 5-10 minutes of it. And then 30, 40, 50 minutes, just depending on the video, then I've watched the whole thing. And I've thought, holy shit, that's insane. But he at least makes me feel as if I'm there on the adventure with him. So yeah, I'm going to stop down real quick and we're going to bring my brother on. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. We have the one, the only Dude with a Crew.
Hey, what is up? How's it going?
Hey, man, thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be once again on the show. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's a huge, awesome moment for me. Deal. I appreciate it.
Hey, let them know where they can find you.
You can find me on YouTube, Dude with a Crew, D-O-O-D with a crew spelled C-R-U. And then the same on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok. And is it Twitter? X?
No. They call it X, but I know a lot of people still call it Twitter.
And I am not on MySpace. I am not.
Oh, no?
No, I'm not. Sorry.
You're not friends with, what's his name, Tom?
I'm not friends with Tom.
I post no. Tom.
Tom Segura, yes.
Well, we want to be friends.
But, you know, not
with Tom Segura.
It's more like I follow him and he has no idea who the heck I am.
Correct. Yeah. No. Same, same. Sometimes I'll tell people, my friend Tom, and they go, Tom, I go, it's a girl. They go, the comedian. I go, well, I'm more his friend than he's mine, but you know, whatever.
I'm his friend. He doesn't know that he's mine.
Correct. Very true. So I wanted to have you on the show because you've hit a pretty big milestone this week. What was it? Maybe 2 days ago?
No, actually on Thursday.
Of last week.
Of last week, yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
It's been a few days now.
You've went from not having 1,000 subscribers to having 1,000 subscribers.
And actually 1,017 now.
Hey, nice.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
So I know I sent you a message the day it happened. Congratulating you, but I want to officially on camera say congratulations on reaching such a milestone, and I cannot wait to see 20, 30, 100,000 subscribers.
That'd be insane.
You never know.
That'd be really crazy. Honestly, when you sent me the message, even just you saying that right now, of all people, like you saying you're proud of me and all that stuff means a lot. Like that was, it's huge. You know, you're my Tito. And I thank you for real.
I think I've shared this with you before, but I want to share it again. I've told people that when I watch your videos, because I've talked to some people before and I go, oh yeah, my brother has a YouTube channel, and they go, oh, what kind of videos does he put out? And I tell them, they go, oh, and I've always shared with people that when I watch your videos, the first and foremost, the thing I always want to do is I want to make sure I watch it to make sure you get the view. Right.
Thank you.
But then I've said like, oh, I'll watch 5-10 minutes of it. Let's say the video's 20, 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And I go, okay, I'll watch like 5-10 minutes of it. But then whatever I'm doing, I'm you know, around the house, doing some stuff. I'm on a walk with the boys. I'm on a layover doing some stuff. And I find myself like 4 videos deep and I've watched the whole thing. Because the way I feel, like you, I definitely feel the joy that you're putting into making the video. So it comes across. Yeah. So I want to continue going on the journey with you.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy that like I get wrapped up in, you know, again, like 5-10 minutes and I'm like, oh, well what's going to happen next? Oh yeah.
That's awesome.
You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, man. I mean, I thoroughly enjoy the videos that you put out. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. How does it feel to go from starting to over 1,000 followers now?
It's I'll be honest. So I don't see myself as anyone special, anything at all. So when I've seen these numbers jump over the years from nothing at all to now this, it's very crazy. It's very, very humbling that people want to see me. I always feel like I don't know what the heck I'm doing out there. Yeah. I'm always just point and shoot at the camera. And I'm like, hey, look over there. I've also always felt as though there's enough of those like pro YouTubers out there that, you know, add in the fancy shots, add in this and I don't know, cinematic type of look. And I'm like, you know, they'll take care of that. I'll just be the amateur dude saying, hey, I don't know what that is. Like, look over there. And I get overly excited sometimes with seeing certain things. So the fact that we've gotten that this far to now 1,000 plus, it is just wild to me. Because I still see myself as just a random dude, not knowing what the heck I'm doing. And it really means a lot to have people follow along on these videos. And then I was not one that would follow like the numbers per se. Of course, I'd see the subscriber count, but I wouldn't really follow along of like how many shares, how many likes, how many views on a video. I've always felt if I might get one view on a video, if I might get 1,000 or more, I still love doing it no matter what. I still enjoy making these videos. I'm not trying to surpass like any view or anything like that. So yeah. I just really love making these videos and hanging out, as I always say, with a crew. I always want it to be a thing of you're there with me. I never want that separation of like, I'm doing this and you're just going to watch later. I always want it. You're there with me. And I truly feel as though everyone is there with me. And just the awesome feedback I've gotten back from a lot of people and seeing the numbers of shares, views. I've shared that more now with the crew because it's, like I said, I was keeping that to myself, but then I was thinking that they're putting in the work too. And as much as sometimes people might think I'm just watching a video, but like, no, you have no idea how much you watching, you liking, if you share the video, how much that actually impacts the channel, because then YouTube shares with other random people. Like they push out my videos even more.
Yeah.
So that's why I've shared that more with people that look, we have this many views in 1 week. We have this many watch hours. I'm getting like 4,000 plus watch hours in a week.
That's and it insane, is dude.
Crazy. Like, I can't believe it. Yeah. So it's very just humbling that people want to watch this channel. And I don't also feel like it's me. Sometimes I just feel like it's just the things that I go out there to show off. I've had the awesome opportunity to meet a good amount of people that actually watch the videos. And it's pretty crazy that, you know, people are like, hey, it's dude. And it's weird because I still kind of, when I hear someone say, hey, dude, I kind of take it as like, not dude, the channel, right? They're just like, hey, dude. So I'm like, oh, sorry. Like, I'll kind of like, oh, my bad. They're like, no, like, dude. I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, that's right. So it's pretty cool. There was a kid. His name is Noah.
I was just going to say that. I was going to bring up that.
He specifically went to a anime convention thing that they had at a mall around here in Clovis. And he specifically went to that event just to see me.
That's tight.
He didn't really care about all the other stuff that was happening. You know, like, that was cool. He said, yeah, it's cool to see that. But yeah, they were like, I came to see you. And that's insane to have that. I made a video with someone else called Levi. He joined us on a construction update for the Fresno Chaffee Zoo.
Yeah.
And when they reached out to me that, hey, he wants to meet you, but it's kind of like a surprise. We're not telling him that you're going to.
His parents reached out to you.
His parents reached out to me and said, would it be cool if you could surprise him with him joining a construction update?
Yeah.
I thought, and I told Jason, I was like, hey man, like, what if they're like, surprise, here he is. And he's like, okay. Yeah. You know, which I was kind of expecting, you know, like, okay. But to see his face when he turned around and noticed me, I was like, dude, like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I just see myself as a random dude, you know, I'm just,
yeah.
Just me. So that's why it's crazy. I can't believe we've gotten here.
The one kid that went to not Levi was a construction kid, right? Who's the other one?
Noah.
Yeah. Noah did an intro with you, right?
Yeah.
I thought that was cool. I remember you telling me and Allie, like, mm-hmm. Oh, hey, I went to this, you know, I was doing a video and this kid came here to see me. You're like, that's,
yeah,
insane. But I was like, dude, that's fucking awesome. You're like, yeah, but like, it's just me. I'm like, yeah, but he wants to see you.
Yeah. It was cool because, cool. I asked him, I was like, you want to do the intro? And he was like, yeah, but he said, you do it. Like, all right, well, you'll be in the intro with me.
Yeah.
But yeah. And with Levi and his family, first it was just like that meetup thing. But now, like, his family is awesome. And I've hung out with them a few times.
They've come out to a couple things, right?
Yeah, they've shown up for Timberland's wrestling event. And then for also Timberland's friends, Ban, that play a couple times, they've gone out to see them. And then we just recently did a geocaching adventure, which might come out like next week, maybe. I'm not sure. But yeah, that'll be coming out. But yeah, it's just really cool. The awesome people that I've met because of the channel. Another group of people that I've met is Team Scream. Yeah, it was like, I see you. Team Scream, and that's the Haunted Maze people.
Yeah.
So just the whole group of them that I've been able to do the things that they've allowed me to do. Like, seriously, with no restrictions. They're like, dude, you can do whatever you want. Like, you can show whatever you want. Go ahead. It's just, it's really cool. And then now that they have a haunted or a Halloween convention coming up.
Yeah.
The same thing, you know, I'm very much like, I don't want to have, or I don't feel entitled, and I don't want no one to feel as though that's what I am or anything like that.
Yeah.
So very much so when I can, I ask like, hey, is it okay if I record? Is it okay if I do this? And Team Scream and Hauntmare have told me like, dude, whatever you want, like, stop asking. Like, you have free range to do whatever the heck you want. But yeah, but
I think that's one of the things that lends people to want to give you that full access, because it's not like you walk into places or you go into some, you know, you go into a business, wherever you go. And you don't think to yourself, like, I can do whatever I want because I'm who I am. Like, no.
Yeah, no, no.
I think that's one of the cool things about you. And getting back to one of your points where you said, you know, you enjoy doing the videos.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'll tell you the same thing I've told you before. When you're making these videos, it seems very effortless. You know, mm-hmm. you go to a restaurant, you go to an anime event, you go to a movie premiere, you go on a hike, whatever it is, whatever you do seems very effortless. And it's just more like, at least to me, it doesn't seem like you're going to go, like, I'm going to go to this anime thing and film this, right? It feels like I'm going to an anime convention. Oh, hey, by the way, let me film this. Does that make sense?
That's exactly what it is. Because
and I also like when you talk to the camera.
Yeah.
Or when you're talking to the crew, because it makes it, again, at least for me, it makes it seem as if you and I are there together. Yeah. And we're walking, doing whatever, and we're having a conversation, and I'm right next to you. Because you'll say something. Yeah, you know, yeah, did you see that over there? I'm like, oh, yeah.
I hope so, yeah. Because so there's times where I go and do these videos on my own, but I honestly don't feel like I am alone on these things. I always feel like everyone at that moment is right there with me.
Yeah.
So that's like, hey, what soda would you pick? Or like, what candy would you guys pick?
Yeah, little things like that. I like that.
Is your favorite?
I also, one of my favorite things about it, about the videos, are the bloopers at the end.
Oh, there's a lot of bloopers.
Those are funny.
I have tried to, I've tried to do, in the beginning, I tried to do kind of a script
In the beginning.
I try to do like script, maybe like certain points, maybe script something, or to go into these videos with like a plan of, this is what I want to record, and then like, this is the way I want to do it, right? But that's just not me. I don't. It's more like we're going and we're just going to see how it goes. The main part is just let's hang out.
Yeah.
That's the main part. So that's why there's a bunch of times, a bunch of bloopers, because I don't know what the heck I'm talking about. And I always fumble over my words and blah. So yeah, there's a bunch of that. So I could only imagine if there was a script at all, how much I'd just like, what? But yeah, I've added that just so like to add another realness kind of.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I'm definitely, I feel the same way when it comes to that on my end, because there's times where I've had guests on the show. Yeah. And, you know, I write out a run of show.
Yeah.
Just so I can hit some certain topics. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I want to ask this. But sometimes for the most part, that goes out the window. And as I'm talking to the person, then I think to myself, oh, I haven't, like, I didn't ask these questions, but in my head, I'm like, oh, but I asked these other questions. And it's a good thing that you do, because you're letting the adventure take you where it's going to take you.
Yeah.
Instead of being rigid as, you know, well, I have to do this. Let me get this setup shot. And then like, it's like, no. Let's have fun. Let's see what happens.
Well, I think I mentioned this to you one time when Craig and I, we only had one episode on this podcast that we had, and we recorded a good like 35, 40 minutes of it. And it was like pretty scripted, like, oh, this, and then mention this, this.
Was it the football thing that you guys were doing? Or the football?
Yeah.
Right.
It was the XFL one. So we did that and we pushed stop recording. And we both looked at each other and we had the same exact thought, like, yo, that was trash, man. Like, that was not good. Like, let's just throw this out. Yeah. Let's just talk how we talk and just do this. And we're like, all right, cool. Yeah. And it was a whole lot better. But again, that was just him and I, you know. Yeah. It's very different for you because you have, first of all, you've had like people on your podcast, not just like, hey, I'm just gonna have the trash guy, you know, like you had people on your show. So you definitely have to have at least some form of script, and then you have to hit on some points, because some of these questions that you've asked these people, it's like that's what I want to know. Like, that's actually exactly what I want to know, you know. Like with AJ, and I appreciate you giving me, like, you asked me two or three, if I wanted to ask two or three questions.
Yeah.
You know, and
I think actually one of the episodes I had him on, I think I had you ask like five questions.
Okay. Well, one of them was, you know, like, I honestly wanted to know, like, all right, so you won. What now? Like, the day after you wake up, you know, so that was really cool too.
Yeah.
For him to answer that. That was really awesome. But yeah, it's very different from podcast interviewing people to, I just go out and go,
yeah.
There's been a couple times where at some of these things they're like, oh, do you want to at like the zoo? Do you want to talk to like the chef or type of like interview thing? Do like an interview type something?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. No. Like, I don't know what the heck to ask.
Yeah. I think you'll definitely be able to get there, like, once you do it. But also, like, you're the driving force of the adventure, right? So it's just you, meaning, like, you don't have sit down interviews. You know, and even the questions that you've asked people when you're at the event, it just, you know, like, hey, like I've said before, everything feels very organic. So now that I've been very vague about what you may be doing to celebrate the 1,000.
I've been very vague too.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you haven't said anything yet, right?
Nothing yet.
Do we know when you may announce? what you might be doing?
Honestly, I was gonna just like
just whenever
look that day type of thing.
Okay.
I mean, unless I'm completely fine. Like, if you wanted to do like an announced thing, then like, cool.
Oh no.
Was like, let's.
No, I was. Okay, so for everybody watching and listening, I know exactly what you're going to be doing.
Yeah.
But that's as far as I'm going to say. But that's all I'm going to say. Because okay. I also don't want to say anything more, because then it might give away something. You know what I mean?
I know there's been a couple things where like I want to, but then I'm like, no, but actually that might. Yeah. But then at the same time, I'm kind of like, but why have it so like, there's no reason, honestly, to like, it's more just of like the buildup, right?
Correct. Well, I think that's the payoff. It's the. Because yeah, you don't have to keep it secret.
Yeah, there's no.
Keep it secret.
Yeah, there's no. I guess there's no real reason of like, oh, like it's just more of the surprise type thing.
It's about the reveal.
In case anyone's wondering, you know, like, well, why so much secrecy? It's just the fun part of.
Yeah. Correct. You know, I think. But see, I think that's another thing that you'll, as you figure out when you're going to do it, which.
Yeah.
Is it fair to say that it's going to happen soon?
Yes.
Is that fair to say? Okay.
Pretty soon. I should say I was not planning anything, first of all. Well, okay. I never thought I'd even get to 1,000.
Well, what I was going to say is you weren't, okay, it's not like the 1,000 happened.
Very vague conversation, right? I know.
It's not as if the 1,000 happened and then you said, I'm going to do this specifically because, right?
True, yes. Yes.
You said, I'm going to do this.
Yes.
And it would be nice. I think your exact words would, I think it would be nice if.
If, correct. That's true.
You kept saying, but I'm not expecting it. I think you actually said, I'm not expecting it anytime soon. And then the numbers just kept going, boop, 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 boop. And you're like, hold on, what's going on?
When we were talking about this, then I was like at 850.
Yeah.
If not even a bit below that. So that's why I was like, it's, you know, it would be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't think so.
So yeah, the thing that's going to happen.
Oh, wow.
The thing was, is it fair to say it was planned before, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it just, everything has happened to fall into place.
Yes. But there was plans though that
yeah.
When the thing happened that things were gonna be got for like a celebration, like, oh, because yeah. I've done a couple giveaways. So 250, 500, and then now the 1,000 subscriber. It was planned that I wanted to do a giveaway. So you've already
shared that you're doing a giveaway. You're doing a giveaway.
I will be doing a giveaway for the 1,000th subscriber. And I said, hey, if we get to 2,000 within the time of then to then, it's a huge ask. Then we can do a double. But that's crazy.
Crazy things have happened before. You know,
I know.
The New England Patriots were supposed to lose against the Atlanta Falcons in the Super Bowl, and look what happened.
That is very true. Yep.
That's as far as I'm gonna say anything. Because I don't want to give anything away.
I haven't also said anything too, because I'm like, well, I don't know if you also want to keep like a No, so that's why at the same time I'm like, nah, you know.
Yeah, but now that you say, so I wasn't saying anything because I didn't want to step on your toes. But now that you're saying it, I'm like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't say anything and just kind of tease.
Yeah.
Well, and then I think, you know what would be, well, maybe it's something we should talk off camera. Because I was going to say something, okay. But if I say something, then I might be giving something away. So never mind. We're not going to do that. Okay. So guys, look out. We have about 4 minutes.
We won't do that.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
We have about 4 minutes left before it times out. So real quick, look out for, you haven't specifically said when you're thinking about announcing like what the giveaway is going to be.
Or no, because so I just know that we're going to get something. I'm not too sure.
Got it. That makes sense.
Yeah. And it's not going to be like just one giveaway. I want to do two or three different things to give away.
Yeah.
So it's not just like hey, just one winner.
Yeah. A couple winners.
I would love to give everybody, but you know, can't do that.
1,000 winners.
Not right now. Yeah. At least not right now.
Yeah.
If y'all want to help me get more subscribers, then and I can get that. I can get that ad money.
Yeah.
To do that. Yeah.
But yeah, again, I want to say congratulations. Again, from seeing when you first started to now. You have people coming up to you saying, "Hey, I want to meet you."
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, that's insane. I don't think you even. When you started it, I'm sure you thought, oh, this is going to be for fun. And now people are like, hey, it's dude. It's you. And you're like, yeah, it's me. Like,
it's pretty crazy that there's people also. One of a big person that's helped a lot is this guy named Tran, who's helped a lot. And he has been also helping to push my stuff.
Yeah.
Before the channel and all stuff, he didn't know me at all. But just him being an awesome dude has been like, no, I want to help you out in any which way I can. He's the reason why we've gone to a couple of these anime con things. Like, he gave me a weekend pass because he's like, no, I want you there because I want you to be able to record these things. There's someone else who allowed me to do the movie screening. His name is Adrian, where he reached out and he said, hey, I want you to be there because I want to help grow this channel because I just really like what you're doing. And that means a lot to have. They're not random people anymore, but at first, to have random people be willing to do work to like push the channel out there, it's insane. Again, yeah. I'm just a random dude, and it's crazy have that.
So guys, again, tell them where they can find you one more time.
On YouTube, Dude with a Crew, D-O-O-D with a crew, spelled CRU, Dude with a Crew. And then Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. If you're on YouTube and you just want to look up Fresno Chaffee Zoo, I'm not saying this because I'm like, hey, because my videos are dope or anything like that, but I'm the only one who's consistently putting out zoo videos. I got like 50 plus zoo videos out there.
Yeah.
So if you can just look up Fresno Chaffee Zoo or Fresno Zoo, a bunch of my videos are going to pop up.
So guys, go watch. My brother has all kinds of adventures. Go check him out. Make sure you rate, like, share, and subscribe to my brother's YouTube channel, Dude with a Crew, and make sure it is it, Alexa. Thank you. I appreciate it. And remember share, like, rate, and subscribe the Jesus Show, not that one. And who knows, maybe we'll get my brother to 2,000 followers soon. So once again, guys, thank you very much for watching and listening. Greg, thank you very much.
Thank you. I really appreciate you allowing me to come onto your show.
Of course, man.
I plug in my stuff.
And we'll see you guys next week. Thanks.
Later.